The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Misfit Toys.
Oh, God. We'll start that.
Hello, Eric. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, you're going to, let's do something with that microphone. So every time, or pull your chair like in big time. Yeah, because then every time you have to, if I always feel bad talking to someone over there, if every time I talk to them, they have to go, oh, yeah, things are good. I'll come down. You're like, well, you know. Remember you used to lay on the floor? That was hard in the beginning because he wanted to take naps. So I set the scene before we start. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good. I'm excited.
I know. I'm excited, too. That's truth. Truth is our safe word, just so you know. Like, I'll say truth because sometimes in the midst, and I'm just telling our new friends, who I'll introduce in a second, although one of the people I met. Truth means just because there's so many bits that I found, and I tell everybody this because if you sit through a show, it helps to know this. We found, like, there's so many bits, and sometimes in the midst of all the bits, you want to say, no, I'm being honest. So just have a safe word. Our safe word is, I'll just go truth, and that means you never break it. People know. Then they're like, oh, you're serious, and it's good to have. I like it. I use it in my live act now, too, sometimes. I go truth. So anyway, truth. I get excited every week to do the show. I get excited every week to do the show. I never get tired of being in here. Alexa, pause. Wow, you caught that. Wow. And it's Thursday night. We're doing the show. It's thundering out. And it's always sexy in here when it's thundering out. You know, it's like, oh, that is close. That is close. And we're in here. We got the, I set a picture. We have the wood-burning stove going. Up on the TV, I have a cityscape of snow and some ducks in a pond. Oop, the lady just got hit over the head with a crowbar. I never noticed that. What if in the midst of that, they didn't notice when they were shooting it? You're like, what is that? CSI. Anyway, so I'm happy you're here.
Me too.
I know. That's how the Me Too movement got started. Okay. So I don't need that anymore. If during the show, guys, I go like this, it means join us in mumble bits. You'll know what it means when we do. I'll be like, you know, three people mumbling. So, Eric, now we're going to set the scene. They know who you are. Eric, we call you Instagram Eric because I started doing the videos with you because we have two other friends, Eric. So I said to my friend today, I go, should I? He goes, whenever you say Instagram Eric, and then hold on, I'm interrupting myself on purpose. If I have the sound down over here, what are you going to do tonight? And then I'll know. Usually it was point to this piece of paper that says the sound's down. I like to have the volume control. Normally he sits next to me, like right here. But tonight we're just doing it like this. I like it like this. No, because it's on. Don't try to just say fuck you to me. So, what is your last name, Eric? You know, it's funny. I know somebody, but I don't know their. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know Eric, I'd say pretty well, but I don't know your. What's your last name? Kolash. Oh, good. Logan.
Eric.
Well, he really didn't. I mean, he's really slacking with these jingles. Let me hear. What else did he do with that one? Let's hear it again.
Eric.
Well, that's good.
Eric.
Okay.
Eric.
Not enough. So, Logan, I've met before when we were starting to do some of those Instagram videos right before the pandemic. And, right? Wasn't it sort of a little bit before then? And then, so I met you once before. But this is quality time. We're, and you're from where?
From Wisconsin as well.
Right. You're from Wisconsin as well. You're all from Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
Oh, I'm sorry. I look like a fucking idiot now. God damn it! What if I got that angry? No, I can't. I can't even host a podcast. By the way, I'm not going to lie. Truth. I saw someone hanging out, and they're like, I'm just drinking out of the bottle tonight. It looked fun, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. I know I shouldn't romance drinking, but when you don't have a problem with it, you can. But I know listeners do have a problem with it, and I respect. Yeah, I think they're fine. They've emailed me, and they said they're good. Logan, it's good to have you. And Pat is another. He's a new friend of yours too, right? And what's your last name?
Flood.
Pat what?
Flood, like too much water.
Pat Flood. That's a good name. Pat Flood. Pat Flood, ladies and gentlemen. Nice round of applause. He's on the new NBC Schmooky Gooky. Well, Pat, Logan, Eric, good to have you here. I will be honest, right before the show, and then we'll start the show. This is the cold opening. That's how you know it's a professional show. There's a cold opening. It's, oh, they start, they're talking, and all of a sudden, boom. If you just think, oh, is this the, what every podcast? No, no, this is a show. This is a fucking show. I'm not bullshitting around. Right? Oh, shit, it's a show. You know, we have jingles, we have drops.
Oh, shit, oh, shit.
See, that's how you know it's a professional. The more drops you have, that's how you know it's a good show.
Oh, shit.
Good shows,
oh, shit,
have drops. That's the truth. That's how people at home go, oh, I guess it's a real show. They have. Doesn't matter what it is. Okay. See, that's why I like the volume. Before the show, Eric comes in and he goes, oh, I ordered a sandwich. Right away, I was like, oh, shit. Because I don't want to make other people feel self-conscious. But I was like, you know what? I'd rather you eat. And you said it's Subway. And then I thought, but then I found out that, you know, that Logan and Pat didn't have sandwiches. I'm like, you know what? Put it on a plate. Let me get it for you because I can handle that on a plate without the wrapper, you know. And so we went in the house, it came, I said, let me put it on a plate for you. I'll be happy to see someone over there that's hungry. I know it won't be any noise, and you'll be able to eat a sandwich. It'll be pleasurable to just know it's a good mood. You guys have your drinks, he's got his sandwich. Sandwich doesn't make any noise. And are there onions on there? Before he even took it out of the bag, I go, you're not, no. I will credit him. He gave me no resistance, and he also didn't make me feel bad for the suggestion, which I appreciate. It goes a long way. If I do that and I think I've offended you or you're like, it's not good for me either. I just want to change it but not have anybody feel like I give a shit, you know. But, no, he was very nice. I said, eat it in the house. I give a shit, but I don't care. It's going to take 5 minutes. I told him we're already messing around with the board, having trouble with it. So just eat it in the house, slow, don't hurry, and then come on out. And then he came out. Maybe I don't need to tell this whole story. And he smelled like onions a little. Then when you go, I don't want to offend him, but the guys agreed, right? He brought an onion smell into here. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad. So I said, go in the house. And again, he did it very graciously. Take a shot of tequila. I know he won't mind doing that. It's not like I'm telling a person who's been sober for 20 years. Go take a shot of tequila. And underneath my sink, there's alcohol. Put a little soap, alcohol. Came back in while you're gone. I lit a pine cone in the room. Get the smell going. Came back in. You smell just great. So it's good. The whole room's great. I'm exhausted. Now, tonight, Patton Oswalt was going to be on the show. And I didn't even tell him. I thought it would be fun. He had to cancel. No big deal. And then David Spade was going to do it. And then he had to cancel. So here's the message. And then we'll start the show, but let's play this.
God bless, David Spade. Your only friend, Todd, listen, I will not make your fucking fraudcast tonight. Here's what happened. And I never, you know I don't cancel unless it's for real. And what happened is I was moving some of my awards around. I fucking pulled something. And Golden gloves. I mean, fuck, how would you know this? Golden gloves are heavier than they look. So I was doing it, and fuck, it's my brother's birthday. So
now, if you notice, pause it for one second, but Don, I don't want to start it over. He seems to be flip-flopping.
I'm supposed to make an NFT of my dog.
By the way, because I can't break, I have to break every bit. He had to cancel for a legitimate reason. I'm like, leave a message, but it looks like, wait a second. And I thought it's funnier to play this again and go, okay, listen closely, because you don't really have to listen closely. Listen closely, and it seems like he's switching the reasons. So I'll act like we never played it before. Give me that again, and listen closely. See, brother's birthday, the Golden Globes. I don't know. That wasn't over yet, was it?
I need it, you know.
Oh, wait, what's
my
going on over there?
A million and do not.
Oh, you need more volume?
I got to fucking really rake it in. I'm looking at apartments in the cryptoverse. I don't want to lose you, but it takes fucking sand to buy that. Speaking of sand, I've known you so long when your name was Todd Sand.
I don't
Todd
get it.
Sand gets glass. Oh, it turns into sand. Fuck. I was going to use that on Ellen, too. All right, listen. Yeah, I want to come by, man. It's just such a day. I've had such a day. You know what happened? The Santa Ana winds, they got my allergies going, so I'm not supposed to leave the house for a while.
Wait, what if I thought
pollen count is hitting like 4K and 100 megabubs, so that's a lot. And you don't know about,
hope he doesn't listen to the show, but I don't think he's doing that great, to be honest. I mean, it seems like he's phoning it in. Let's start the show. Let's do it right.
Our next guest is one of our favorites. He's making his 68th appearance on the show. The son of Maureen and Paul Glass, Todd grew up in a small town outside Philadelphia, a town that knew nothing of show business. But the popular Conestoga High School student had a revelation.
This show is back.
Hosting the senior class variety show.
Hold it up. Hold it up. This show, people, take the mic out. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? Hello? Again? Hello? What the fuck? It's so weird. It goes, see, the thing is, I think it's, oh, it's peaking in here. I think it's recording. I'm glad I checked because it was peaking. Something's weird, but it's all part of the show. I'm not giving up. This show will be what it is, like the Chinese restaurant episode of Seinfeld. Everyone thought, oh, they were there. They were, well, we caught a weird show. No, this is just what happens. That's I'm telling myself this. Because this is frustrating. Okay. Hello, hello. It's working. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. It's not even recording there. Hello, hello. What the fuck? Hello. It's peaking like crazy. I don't, but look how it's peaking. Two. Can you change the recording level? Two. Sorry, guys. Are we even picking this up now? Two. Yeah, what did you do? Okay, hold on now. What's going on over here? Why would this... Oh, God. Hold on. Maybe I did something. House. One, two. All right. God, it's scary. I think I might have turned that lower. I think that's what happens. Oh, God. But we were still recording. It was just peaking. Now it's not. Folks, thanks for sticking with me, the listeners. You people are great. And let me tell you something. If it wasn't for, like, Logan and Pat and Eric being patient, every time I looked over, I've had guests where I'm like, oh, they're like, oh, it's something's going wrong. It's part of the show. My friend's nephew wanted to sit in on a show. He goes, I was going to make something up. But, okay, hold on. I don't even like the heat in here. I'm too hot. I might open the door. So hold on. So let's start the show now. Wow. Okay, I got everything's there is good. That's a good volume. Check your volume.
Testing, 1, 2.
We're 15 minutes in. This is the way these shows are. They just start. You know, that's a cold opening.
Our next guest is one of our favorites. He's making his 68th appearance on the show. The son of Maureen and Paul Glass, Todd grew up in a small town outside Philadelphia, a town that knew nothing of...
We haven't used this one in a while.
A popular Conestoga High School student had a revelation while hosting the senior class variety show 3 years in a row. He loved to perform,
Todd appeared locally at Smoking Joe's Talent Night every Tuesday. And like a Roman candle, it wasn't long before his career was shooting skyward, brightly lighting the Hollywood sky. Todd has appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone 8 times, People Magazine 12 times, and Good Housekeeping once. However, Todd is best known for his work with underprivileged children, having donated millions of dollars to charities all over the world, all without taking a single tax deduction. This is an exciting night for us because tonight, for the first time ever, the most handsome man in all of show business, with a head of hair to die for, and cheeks that every grandma wants to squeeze, has agreed to share with us his beautiful singing voice. Even his most adoring fans will be surprised to know that Todd has written over 7,000 songs, 80 of them today, plus 4 poems and a limerick. And his iPod has over 4,000 tunes on it. His new CD, Todd Glass, In Your Face, The Way You Like It, is number 2 on the charts, and it has not even been recorded yet. Ladies and gentlemen, a man that needs no introduction, Mr. Todd Glass.
Everyone know the words? Ba 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 ba. Now a lot of people go, that's the show. No, that's like the, you ever see a show where there's 2 openings? Yeah. Get ready.
There's a ball.
Wow, it is a real show.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah. Wow, it's real.
There's a barn.
There's a barn.
What a barn.
There we go.
Only funny people go there. And they do a little show there. It was voted number 1 there.
Wow.
Oh, there's music and silly dancing. And a lot of podcast people.
That's right.
With the bells and whistles. The
Eric, Logan, and Pat.
When they hear Todd Glass do the intro, everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests do the bits they love the best.
Wow.
Then they hear a rumble.
You know why it's a good show? Because I yell. Well, yell makes it funny.
When the moment finally comes, all the joy the show will bring. 4 miles around, you'll hear them sing. It's the Todd Glass Show, broadcasting out of the barn.
Wow, it is exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, voted number 1 by the Podcast Association of America.
Sounds the alarm.
Wow.
It's the Todd Glass Show, comedy bits that we cheer. Listening to the Todd Glass Show, cause the gang's all here. La 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 la.
I wanna hear this. La 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 la. Wow, that was good. I was impressed. To work that much, don't worry. Here's, and I say it every week, people go, what's the difference? You guys might be thinking it between just some shit podcast, hook poop, and a professional show. And I'm not saying we're the only professional show. It's all in the fade. You get a bad fade at, so people go, well, so you, this is your show, you run at this level for the next hour and a half? No. You can start big. And come down. It's all within the fade. It's all how you do it. You just got to bring people there. Just got to bring them there. They'll calm down with you. They're excited because I'm excited. They're calming down because I'm calming down. Ba-ba-boo-ba-ba. You know what people like? I get a lot of emails. Hum along to a song you barely know. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo-ba-ba-ba. And they said, well, no, you think you're, the audience is tired of it? We're not. Some people call this podcast filler. They go, Todd, you don't have a guest. And this is, you're just, you're damn right that's what I'm doing. Look at this. I'm stretched. It's called Podcast Stretcher. You've heard of Hamburger Helper? This is Podcast Stretcher. Ba-ba. You just, you know, you play this song. Everyone's, woo, hey, it's still the podcast technically. I'm not really doing anything. I mean, if people choose to listen, it's fine. But I'm admitting, it's fluff. I got to do an hour and a half show. And I'm not going to lie to you, I don't have an hour and a half content. So I talk about it. Leave long gaps where they let the music breathe and claim it's for artistic reasons. Folks, I gotta be honest. I shouldn't be doing a podcast anymore. I'm out of stuff to talk about. I'm kidding. Do you want the rest of this? Thanks for coming over. You don't have to bring it back because when we share a joint, I should get up half the time. Sometimes I don't. It's just laziness. And the only reason you let me, because you wouldn't let anybody. You just let me because I'm older. Because I'm like an adult to you. That pisses me off.
Yeah,
if I don't get up, you say, get up, Todd. No, I'm kidding. Split the difference. As a matter of fact, do it exactly the way you've been doing it. Aaron, it's great to see you. You don't get it. I think I like you more than you like me.
Todd.
No, I talked to your mom, and she said it's probably true. So I bought you a Labradoodle.
Wow, this changes everything.
This does change everything. Tonight, we're going to play a game with this fine group of people we have here called Guess the Flavor of the Skittle. You're going to take a Skittle, you're going to guess the flavor, and it's a fun game, and we have crazy music. We take this game very seriously. It's about 50-50 what people can guess the flavor. Then we have a game called Guess If It's a Hamburger or a Cheeseburger. No, that would be a fun game. God forbid I do that game. It's more energy. Hey, guess whether these are, you know, delicious chocolates or delicious caramels. I couldn't think of anything. God damn it. My whole life I've done this for a living. And right there I get at this horrible moment. I'm going to ask you guys. This is Cam Kavinsky, friend of the show. He asked me last week, would you rather win $10 million or $10 million and $1? The problem with that question is it's wasting my time. It's like even if I say $1 or $1 million, it's just, so we can't have him on the show anymore. No, I want to, can I play something? I don't get social. I used to do like half an hour before the show. I do a half an hour of social issues. I enjoyed talking about it, but I'm not. But I did want to talk about one thing, and then we'll start the show. We have a real intro. Those were jokes. That's like, that's shit. Those intros, if you're like, whoa, that even that, it's the Todd Glass Show. Joe McKenzie knows it, and I know it. He does that. Well, he's, you know, taking a shit. He writes songs like that. But then he writes other songs. You're like, what the fuck? You go, I thought the ones that he did when he was taking a shit were good. But then you hear one when he gives a shit, not when he's taking a shit. You're like, what the fuck? This is actually a beautifully composed song. I know it's got my name in it, and that seems horrible that I enjoy it that much. But I think they're good because I would enjoy them even if my name wasn't in it. But don't get any ideas, Joe. Why am I yelling? Is this what I do? It's not an act. Calm down, Todd. It's not funny. Good. So I want to... So the social issue that I want to talk about is... And you, I think, you know... Eric, it's hard for me to say that name. I've been told. I thought I was saying it fine, but I go, Irk. Anyway, oh, Eric's here. They go, Irk, Rory Scovel. God, I hope he gets hit by a bus. I'm so fed up with this shit. You know, I never know if someone is a first-time listener. Yes, I fucking love Rory Scovel and adore him, and it's just so fun. Whenever I'm on the road, I ask the crowd, hey, does anyone know Rory Scovel? Just to make friends laugh or whatever, and I go, they applaud. I go, he's dead. He got hit by a bus. Get over it. Or anybody, if I'm Chip Chantry, if I'm in Philadelphia. Folks, are you familiar with Chip Chantry, a Philly favorite? They go, yeah. I go, he got hit by a bus, he's dead. Don't say anything on Twitter about it. His parents want to move on. Don't talk about it. Just accept that he's dead. It's fun for me. So anyway, I've been obsessed with this. The kids today, you know, people say the kids today or back then. Reminiscing has a dangerous, dangerous side to it. Because it's the delusion. Bad reminiscing is delusional. So, but this is the most vapid, what I'm about to play, the most vapid, but I think it says a lot. But it's about nothing. But it proves people are angry at younger people. Look, I'm not 20 or I couldn't say this. Otherwise, if you're 20, be like, all right, play a lot of... Yeah, by the way, being delusional about the intelligence of young people is the most dangerous thing on this planet. It's really fucking serious. And it is. Sometimes I look around, I go, am I the only one that feels this way? Like, the stats are out there. Kids tend to do good things, make intelligent choices, and fight good causes. It doesn't mean they're right every time, but history shows they're right most of the fucking time. That's just a fact. Even if you would ask someone their own opinion today, if you went, 1970, kids very behind this cause. 1982, behind this cause. Yeah, if you're sitting in a room right now, even somebody on Fox would find it hard to lie. They'd have to go, yeah, well, I would have hoped that I would been on the right side. Hold on, I got lost. If you ask people about, you know, should women be able to vote? How far back do you go? Most people are going to, you know, hope they would make the right choice. But anyway, but it's the kids today thing that lives on. And I always tell when I'm on the road, audiences, it starts at 25. Because some people think, oh, the kids today, that's old people. No, it's stop with the fucking... Seriously, because there's people that listen to the show. A lot of times I'll talk about something and I'll think, the people that listen to the show, you don't need to think they're with you. But maybe sometimes, and I yell at you affectionately. I really do. But stop with I get it. I'm fine.
Back then? With the fake reminiscing?
Yeah, no, you're helping me. The kids, I'll get my thought out, and it's worth getting out. I really do think it is. I got to remember it, though. This is stall tactics. The kids today, I'm going to play this clip, but it's proven delusional. So anyway, they've proven themselves smart over and over again. And it just really says, I always think it's because people are afraid of death. And so they'd rather think, because it is actually, if it was true, it would be pretty cool to be like, all right, maybe I have less time to live, but I was born at the best time for comedy and music. If it was true, that actually would feel good. But it's not true. It's not true. So it's just fake. You just say it, you know, because you don't want to go, boy, they're younger and they're getting to experience great things. They're experiencing all the great things you experience and more and even better. And, any element of that is just, you know, people, so my theory is because they're scared to admit that they, you know, are afraid to die, they want to make pretend, okay, I'm closer to death than those young people, but I'm born at a better time. And it gives them sort of comfort. Why try to take that comfort from people? I get it. Because it's dangerous. It's not true, and it's dangerous. And people, I heard this clip, and for some whatever reason, I'll tie this all together, it made me think, wow, people just are so desperate to go, yeah, it was like that. Not even over what I would say legitimate things. Like, this is just vapid. I don't know. Is this even good? There's people now listening to it and probably going, I don't know if that was so great. But nobody in the audience feels that way. As long as it happened 20, 30 years ago when they were younger, they think, yeah, that's a fucking way. Over what? Social issues? Political issues? Anything.
Nobody cared if we were bored. Nobody cared.
And by the way, the other thing, it's not even fucking true. And I'm not going to interrupt it. It's not even true. It's like you'll even hear these things and go, oh, my God, this is there are so not even true. You know, here we go.
Nobody cared if we were bored. Nobody cared what our grades were. Nobody cared that we were eating lunch out of a lunchbox that was filled with rust.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Nobody cared that we were playing with real red rubber dodgeballs that were pummeling us in the face. Nobody came to our athletic practices. Nobody brought sliced oranges. Certainly no one was arranging a play date for us. Here's how my mama would arrange a play date. At 8 o'clock in the morning, my mama would say, y'all go outside and play. Boom. And she would lock the door. Day. We didn't have anything to eat. We didn't have anything to drink. We didn't have a juice box or any goldfish crackers. If we were thirsty, what do we drink out of? Those, yes. Yeah, and we're all still here. We're never going out of business.
What? We didn't have juice boxes.
We didn't have little goldfish crackers.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you had something equivalent to it. What is... And we turned out fine. We didn't have... Sounds like she's starting to spill into her own life. We didn't have mothers that didn't drink every night of the week. Yes, we sometimes woke up, you know, in the foyer sleeping. I don't know.
I'm done.
Welcome to the Todd Glass Show. If you don't think I think you should leave is funny, go eat shit and piss.
Wow. Well, it's a professional show. Yeah.
Welcome to the Todd Glass Show. If you don't think I think you should leave is funny, go eat shit and piss.
Yeah, I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say that. I don't care if I lose my podcasting license. They came for it last week. I said, come on, fucking pry it out of my hands. They sent like a 90-year-old lady to take my license away. I pushed her into the hedges.
You know what? Let's, because it's a real show, so let's throw to a commercial. We'll be right back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So anyway, full of shit. What's her point? What's her point? We didn't do something. Half of it's not true, and the stuff that is true is just because there's different products. We didn't have goldfish. No, but you had crackers. And people are sitting in the audience. Ah, ha, ha. You should be crying. Crying because you thought everyone had no love given to them when they were younger, and you didn't realize you might have been in a household with no love, but that was your perspective, and that's why they say your perspective, your reality is your perspective. From her reality, I guess she that's her life. You didn't have parents that ever checked to see if you were home at night. Well, no, some people did. And you might think I'm being mean, but I'm not. She's being... selling it all is this beautiful package of, you know, you just don't have to give a shit. Back then, nobody gave a shit. Like, oh, we're raising cowards today. I don't think so. If the participation trophies, I don't know. You know what? If anything, I'll say maybe they do fucking work. Because every time I see younger kids, they're smarter and smarter. And it's their fucking blow your mind. The younger, the smarter. They're brilliant. And, you know, so...
She's saying kids are coddled because they get fed.
Yeah. Because they get, right now kids are coddled. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I come out aggressive. You're right. She's claiming, oh, you just coddle them. No, you know, listen.
It's the basics.
You know, my brother is a teacher, and he said, for anybody that says, oh, that even brings it up, the participation trophy thing, he goes, just tell your friends that are having a problem with it. He's saying it sarcastically. He goes, just tell your friends that have a problem with it. The kids know that it's not the one they want, so they're still bummed out, if that makes you happy. Don't worry. They're not thrilled. They're not like, hey, but why give it to them then? He goes, because nobody of any, amongst most teachers, they get it. You know, they're like, yeah, it's a good place value. Even at the time, you're not like, yeah, I got best improved. But it means something down. It's okay to nurture those things in a kid. But she's the other way. Now, back then, we didn't do anything. Yeah, we shoved mud in our kids' mouths, told them it was steak. Oh, and he says, yeah, we did do that. Back then, we used to, our kids slept in the yard on it with their shovel. When I was a kid, I had a shovel for a headrest. Yeah, everybody would shit wherever they wanted back then. Everybody, you're walking down the street, you had it down. If you don't shit in a toilet, the PD comes after you. Boop, boop. Back then, you could pull your pants down behind a building and take a good shit. And everyone carried around toilet paper. If you start telling a lot of people this, they'll believe it. They will. I've seen people in the audience. I think that I can fake make people believe they actually... Here's how easy it is. All you have to do is take them somewhere and tell them it used to be better. And they'll go with you. If you tell an audience member, I'm not that I would do this. Hey, remember back then, everybody had a pool. Remember when we were younger? Remember you got to buy a pool. People be like, we did all have pools. No, you didn't. But you can get people believing it. Everybody had a pool. Hey, we were all swimming, having fun. People are like, yeah, we did have pools. You didn't have pools. Back then, it seemed like everybody's with dad would drive them around every Sunday and buy them ice cream. Well, they didn't. Glory. All right, enough. I need to stop. What I do is not needed. No, it is. I defend myself right away. I got to calm down. Let me put this in here. Come over here. Because I'm super nice, Max Barth. I mean, Max. On the show, hold up. As you know, I said, hey, Max, I don't understand. I think he's a funny guy. I want to support this thing that he's working on. But my brain couldn't wrap. I couldn't understand. I said, make a commercial for a minute. Then, over on the other end there, it was, I think, Jack Hackett. He goes,
Todd, thank you so much. It's Max Barth, friend of the podcast here, Podcasters Association.
Oh, no. I'll start it over. So it's okay. So then Jack Hackett goes, oh, let him do 2 minutes. I said, no, a minute's enough. And Jack Hackett, I said, you know what? Because a guest on the show, I said, Max Barth, I give you 2 minutes. And you know what? This is my birthday present to you, Max.
Todd, thank you so much. It's Max Barth, friend of the podcast here, Podcasters Association, valued member. I just got my card. I'm not going to spend too much of your time here. I know you said 2 minutes, 1.5 minutes, but as a friend of the pod, I really respect your time. I know you like to keep it tight. You like to keep it organized because it's a real show, frankly. And, you know, I've listened to your show before, and you're running, you know, 10-minute, 11-minute episodes. That's just you apologizing for the guest not being there. But that's not important. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm already at 30
seconds.
Wow,
that worked.
I'm here to talk about my new project, Commander and Chef. And frankly, I go back with the pod all the way back to, Daniel Keno. I'm talking Graham Elwood. I'm talking Jen Kirkman. I'm talking Paul F. Tompkins and Eddie Pepitone. In my opinion, as a longtime fan of the show, that's the Mount Everest the Todd Glass Show guests. Again, not important. Here to talk about my project. Speaking of Mount Everest, it's called Commander and Chef, okay? And you're like, what is that? That sounds very complex, and that sounds like it's a deep... Is that based on Shakespeare? No, it's based on a conversation me and my friends had when we were high 10 years ago. Anyway, it's about everyone dies in the White House, and the White House chef becomes the president. And it's very funny. Not here to waste your time. Running out of breath here, but Todd, look, it's very good, and people should check it out. They can find me on Twitter at he is Max Barth, MaxBarth, because I am. You can also just go and Google Commander and Chef Max Barth. You can find it on Instagram. And maybe someone from your show could post it. Don't want to waste your time. It's friend of the show, Max Barth, here from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much, Commander and Chef. Check it out. You can pre-order the comic right now. You can even get illustrated in it. And you know, I think that goes a long way. So it's going to be a good comic. And in fact, there already is. And I think I got 10 seconds left. Go Birds. Go Eagles. Big fan. And thank you. God bless America, but just the parts that agree with me. Good night.
Wow. I like this Max Barth guy. Yeah, I mimicked the music from your own commercial, Max. because I'm professional. And my bumpers that connect onto your ad will always have reverb in them because it's in a good show. Let me tell you something about the reverb on this show, folks. And some of the even the people that listen to the show every week might take it for granted. This is a lot of reverb that I use. A lot of shows won't use it. You know it. You've seen it unless someone's singing. Because this comes, do you know, have you ever seen a propane tank, people, listening at home? This is what I have behind my house, a big, huge propane. Every night, one show, I use a whole tank of reverb. I don't care, because Nerdist still pays for it. Chris Hardwick said, Todd, you'll never have to worry about reverb for the rest of your life, because I did him a favor. He had the bowling show, and his guests fell out, and I ended up doing it. It's serious. By the way, that was a fun show. You bowl with, like, comedians you love, and then just talk about shit. Why didn't that? What the fuck happened to that? Chris, call me. I might have an idea for you. I'm serious, actually. But anyway, listen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I know it's the wrong music. All right. Whatever I'm talking about must have not been important. What were we talking about?
Max Barth.
Oh, Max Barth. Thank you, Max. Wow. This is Max Barth. Seriously, I mean, this guy's a nice guy. I mean, Max Barth, ladies and gentlemen, comedian from Philadelphia. Rumor has it that when he hears his name mentioned on the Todd Glass Show, he jumps around his house for joy, literally jumping in the air. All right, enough. I have a sickness. Okay, so there we go. We got that. We got that. So, all right, this is the last social thing I'm going to say. Maybe I'll just listen to a song and then take the show in a different direction. I like this one, I think. Yeah. Oh, wait. Let's put thought into this. I'm not messing around anymore with the after what Max Barth did. Max Barth sued the show, folks. And that's because I didn't play it last week. He sued the show and he won. And we have to play it every week for the next month. But we do it happily in the settlement. I'm not allowed to really say what I'm saying. But anyway, a Vermont drums. Oh, I should say this on the opening of the show. What's wrong with me? I might do it up front too. I'm coming to the Vermont Comedy Club, which I couldn't be more excited. And it's the 24th, 5th, and 6th of February. And it's great. It was a great club before. They've just made some changes. I'm going to have the same exact little band that I had in Philadelphia and New Hope and Pittsburgh and I mean, we just did like 20 shows together. So it's like, it's fun to, when you've just worked with someone, and we're going to go right into Vermont, to the Vermont Comedy Club. It's a sexy room. That's the way our show starts, on the road. You know, that's how we do it on the road. I'll be like, hold on, play that from the beginning. So anyway, all I wanted to say is the Vermont Comedy Club, I'm going to go there. I'm just very much looking forward to it. And, you know, I texted someone about that club today, and they said, that's a club built with love. And you're like, yeah, I know. You feel it when you're in those rooms. You know, it's noticeable. And it's a good setup, too. That makes it even better. You know, but it's a good setup, too. And in the hotel right there, and there's a building from the, like, it has to be from the 1800s connected to sort of a new hotel. But they had to bid on what they got to do with that space, and they put Comedy Club, and they won. So it's connected right to the hotel. You can go from the green room to your floor backstage. Like, it's great. Not that I would do it, but I took a shower because of it once. I go, I can just go right up and shower and come. And I did. I showered for 3 hours. Actually, I missed the late show. All right. This doesn't need to be talked about. Oh, so I need a drummer. I need a drummer at the Vermont Comedy Club. So you would do the 24, 25, 26. I'm almost positive it's right. So email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. And if it's not you, you know, it helps if someone listens to the show where you're like, no, they just have to have a good vibe. Mostly it's just a chill vibe. Like, besides the ability to play, most drummers are qualified, you know, because they might think, oh, I'm okay, but then you're like, they start playing, you're like, oh, you're overly qualified. As long as you're comfortable behind a set of drums, you know, can you play along with a song? And then, you know, even, you know, yeah, and, but it's the, so if you're recommending somebody, you know, so one time a guy's like, oh, it's, you know, the guy's like, he was like 85. He's like, can you keep it down? Right, I made that up. But I don't know what I shouldn't be complaining. All right. You good? Mm-hmm. I got high. I think it's good to say it sometimes because then you can explain where you're at. If you have to hide where you're at, you're going to be nervous. Like, okay, I can't act high. I don't want anyone to know I'm high. Hey, what's going on? A friend of mine said, and I agree, he goes, sometimes it's fun to be high and no one knows you're high. Because like you feel like on the plane once, the first time I did a edible, I was like, I was a secret agent high person. I was like, I'm high and nobody knows it. And just walking around looking at everybody going, you have no idea how high I am. You just have no idea. I'm floating. I mean, I was already in a good mood. I'm not using it to forget about some horror. I'm just, I've dealt with most of my issues and I've grown as a human being, hopefully, you know. But then it's just, if you're just looking at for you to sand your edges off the day, it does it. All of a sudden, a little bit, you smoke it. Or the one hitter, before I get on a plane, it's like, I did it recently traveling. I haven't done it a lot, but I just started to. The pens, except I can't do the pens because they don't agree with me. I feel it in my chest. Whatever it is, it's real, and which sucks because I used to like to hit those in the airport. And that's when I would feel that same way. I'd be like, I'm so high. I would go back and sit at my chair and look right across at people and go, oh, they have no idea how high I am. And I'm just like loving it. And then I would go eat and then get candy and just be high and eat all the candy I want. I wouldn't stop unless I didn't want it anymore. And there's a lot of candy at the airport. It's a good place to be high, actually. It's like a lot of delicious things that are, you know, even at the worst airport, one of those stores, they have like the best snacks. Like when you're high, give me 6 good snacks, maybe 3. I sand it down. But anyway, and it's fun. But now I'm not going to be able to do that. I could take an edible, but it's the timing of it. All right. Woo! I'm going to do 60 push-ups. Watch. Yeah, I kept doing them right through the laughter and the talking. All right, listen. It's time to play. I love this game. We make a big deal about this game because it's a serious... The guess the flavor of the Skittles. Do we have any music for this? All righty. Oh, that's all. I thought it was going to be that, like, on a loop. Yep. Well, we're here again. It's an exciting night here on the Todd Glass Show. We're going to play Guess. Now, I don't want to touch the Skittles because, you know, with what's going on right now. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to push one out here. Okay. Now, would you close your eyes? Would you come over here? Could you come over here, please? Sir? For some reason in this bit, I'm acting like I don't know you. Like, sir, how are you tonight? Like I'm in some... like I'm somewhere performing, and this is what I'm doing for the entertainment that night. Okay, so, Eric, would you take that Skittle without looking at it? You saw it! Thank you for being honest. Okay, I eat the damage. Okay, please don't look at it. Okay, go ahead, go get it. Okay, please take it. I mean, I don't mean go get it like you're a dog. Go get it. That sounds horrible. I didn't mean it that way. Would you like to, sir? No, I know. All right. Would you like to guess? Okay, what would you like to guess? Cream? Grape. Oh my God. Do we have music? We've been on the piano. We brought in a piano player tonight. He is. Don't we have something? Remember right after? When the celebratorial, you know, it's like when we act like we celebrate, then you know, I was like, it comes in with the scroll of the piano. I know not at this point, but let's try to find it. Because this is... No, no. I mean, where was that 2 minutes ago? What were you doing over there? I mean, I'm dying over here. I need my bits layered with fun music. If I'm at the airport, give me sounds. Bring my show to life. I mean, I'm just a fucking idiot with a microphone. All the work is on your end. If the show lags, most people will go, "Oh, the guy on the soundboard." No, they'll really say that. I've heard people. I defend you. I go, come on, please. What's that say about me? I would tell people. They go, I know you're important too, but that soundboard. I mean, you gotta let a show. I know. I mean, I ultimately, and it's been said, I don't want to be like Trump about myself, but people say that I know how to produce a show. You have to take the audience somewhere. I know what I'm doing. It's not just a slop festival. I think people sit there and they look at me like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Remember this? I don't like that. There's a will in what I do. There's a rhyme and a reason. I'm not out of my goddamn head. I mean, I don't ask for much but a reverb. Thank you. I want to thank the Podcasters Association for once again getting voted number one podcast in the Delaware Valley in the tri-state area outside of Newark before you get to Manhattan. Scranton! Here comes. This is a fun song to walk out to. Why don't I play this on the road? I should. I'm going to start playing this on the road, truth, and bow until I think the audience is in on the joke. Just going to walk out on stage. Not joking around. What I'm doing is I'm waving. Picture me just on stage waving, and I'm gonna let this song play out. Thank you. Now I do it, folks. In the studio I wave. But picture it at a nightclub. I'm in a suit. Shut the fuck up. Wow, how about that band? Anyway, now for the next, back to the Skittles game. Do we have any music for this? I like it. What if something exciting happens? Don't you have other layers to this? We can really beef this up in post. We can make this seem like an exciting game. And come in with that if they're right. I think that's the music you come in with, the Bridge Over Troubled Water. The people that guess the right flavor should be celebrated. Did we ever celebrate you? We did. How about celebrating our with Bridge Over Troubled Water? I'm not shitting around. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Come on, show these guests. He guesses. Can I tell you? And I'm not bullshitting. Truth. 80% of the time, people get it wrong. I don't think I've ever gotten it right. I'm like, can I ever just fucking luck? I probably have. Not enough to let it not eat away at me when I sleep at night. Why can't I ever guess the right flavor? I got to move on. Okay, now, I'm going to put one out here. Please don't look, sir. Okay, there you go. No, you're over to your left. I'll give it to you. Oops. Oh. No. It's all right. There's another one right here.
I think I saw it.
Yeah, there you go. No. Well, you saw that one?
Yeah, I think so.
You saw it?
In the corner of my eye. Yeah,
what color do you think it is?
Yellow. Am I wrong? Okay,
yeah, wrong. Yeah, it's okay. Okay. The part of the game is that we never make people feel bad when they come up or they drop. I go, it's fine. What are we doing? Oh, there you go. By the way, the bell means that the sound is off. Did we tell the audience that? The bell means, I love it. And don't ever be afraid to use it. I don't care what the fuck I'm talking about. Ring the bell. Unless I'm talking about maybe someone died in my family. But even then, I would appreciate it. I might need it then. Always ring the bell. Don't do it as a bit. Because you're doing it as a bit now, because the sound is up. We've been through this. Oh, look at him, like a sensei. Okay, so I'm going to pour another one out. We're always nice.
Was that one of ours?
Yes. Oh, wait. Okay. Well, no, 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 he didn't see that. That one was orange too, but he didn't think.
This one's orange.
Okay, okay. Here's what we're going to do.
I saw that one before.
You did, okay. He's being very honest. Can I tell you something? Logan is extremely honest, and I really appreciate it. Because I'll be... Stop the music. I don't... Logan, first of all, thank you. At ease. I'm not sure that Eric didn't cheat.
What?
Yeah! You know, I mean, it's just so funny that he was pulling out a piece of paper. How would you cheat? Okay, I'm sorry, Logan. Hold on. Okay, so you can just pick up anyone. Just do it. Did you see it? I saw it. Okay, guess what? This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. No, this is embarrassing. He got it. He got it. You weren't there. Red, you said. Okay, where's the music? Oh, my God, this is embarrassing. It's never happened on the show before. The most embarrassing night of my life, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Two in a row. That's true. True. The pressure is off. You're not enjoying the show. We found with studies and surveys, we stopped there because then the other guest is like, oh, I want to be right now. You're like, oh, that was a thing of the past. You guys, it was two in a row. Yeah. Boom. Now I can eat a few. Would you just like to eat a few?
Yeah, I'll have a go for
see, one. That's what you... It's like Mitch Hedberg said once in his joke. They guess the jelly beans. He's like, can I just have some? That's what I really want. I don't want to guess. I guess one. What do you got?
Hey, Todd. This is Vinny from Denver. Can you explain to me why the show has been so lackluster lately?
Oh, really?
I'm waiting.
Is that Vinny?
Yeah, that's from Vinny.
Play it again. Because
hey,
I'm going to go.
This is Vinny from Denver. Can you explain to me why the show has been so lackluster lately? I'm waiting.
Oh. Oh, my God. Every so often, there's a drop that is so fucking good. I say, play Bridge Over Troubled Water for yourself. I mean, come on! We gotta start celebrating more than this show. All the other shows celebrate. We need their own celebrating themselves. We're gonna start celebrating ourselves on the Todd Glass Show more. What a night! What a night here at the Todd Glass Show. Two in a row. What a night. I'm walking around the room eating the Skittles, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's 22 below outside, but it's toasty warm in here. Wow, look at that band. Picture them. You're at home. You should be picturing the perfect situation. It's a tight band on stage. I'm out here bowing at a city near you. If you don't know if you want to come see my live show, picture me. Maybe in a suit, but with a real band next to me, bowing in front of you until you give me the accolade I want. So I'm going to let this breathe. Thank you. Walking up and down the aisles with the cordless mics, staring at people if they're not applauding, angrily. Some of them can probably really tell I'm angry, because I am. If I'm walking by you, go fuck, you know, I'm not asking you to, you know, jump up and down like an ape. But sit the fuck up and stop making out in the first row. All right, I'm done. I don't need to have a podcast anymore. If this is what I'm going to do, I'm wasting people's time.
All right. We're having a great time, but let's take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
No, don't say that. Oh, from the sketch. Wild Youth. These Skittles, of course, because I'm high, are so good. I mean, they're crazy good. That was really good. Skittles. There's a reason they're Skittles. Right? By the way, I had the Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, meatless. I'm going to say they're fucking amazing. I mean, look, I'm not saying it's healthy, but if you're going to eat what you call junk food, that type of food, okay, if I can not torture an animal and, you know, indulge in something that's not healthy, but at least that's the only element out of it, because to be able to have those, that's a big deal, because it really, now that I started thinking, oh, if I had pieces of those, I could put it in like spaghetti with sauce. It was, the texture was really good, like chicken. Did you have them?
No. Not yet.
But then if you, I mean, it's inevitable. Everybody knows what that KFC smell tastes like. They, you know, if you like that. I haven't had it in a long time. But it's that distinct sound. It also has that flavor of KFC. But I thought it was pretty good. I mean, look, I'm also eating good food, too. I feel like these guys are looking at me like, is that what he eats? Oh, this poor guy probably goes to KFC, cries into a sock, telling people, did you ever see me on Jimmy Kimmel, people? I was on 15 times. No, I usually don't bring it up. Sir, you did bring it up. Oh, did I? Oh, well, you know, I get a lot of people ask me. I saw you staring at me. No, only because you cut in line. Oh, did I? Oh, my God. I thought, I'm always curious. Did I start it back there? Most of the time, people recognize me. From what? That's me. That's me. Walking around a pizza parlor. With the, where my picture is hanging up, and I had to beg the owner to put it up. He didn't even want, I go, come on, put my picture up. Then I would bring my family, and I go, oh, look at that. The guy was begging. I didn't know what he wanted my picture for. Meanwhile, he's like, you son of a bitch, because he hears him lying to his family. Look at this pathetic slob hanging a picture of me. All right, stop. I'm not joking around anymore. Wow.
Beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me.
Wow. That's all I got for you. Well, play it again. It puts you in a good mood.
I found a girl.
Nice.
Beautiful and sweet.
You want more reverb?
Wow. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me.
You know, I have one criticism of whoever did that song. There was too much reverb. I put it in and then I criticized. Listen, we're going in. I know how to stretch out a show. No, I'm serious. I do. No. Everybody always said, Todd Glass, he knows how to stretch out a show. But yet, if he plays a good song, no one cares. And they're like, he's stretching it out, but yeah, I still get to hear a cool piece of music, and he lets it breathe. That's what people are saying.
Nothing on earth, see, I've been praying for a signal, a sign that you haven't seen. You might be an angel falling from the heavens, or a stranger from a garden party, drunk and rolling ever since.
Sure, I drink out of a wine bottle. You got a fucking problem with it? Yeah, actually, if you do, I'll stop it. I'm not aggressive.
I'm praying for a signal or a sign that you haven't seen.
wrestling. Running from a place where only people like me have the coral. I keep my bags packed. I don't want to leave. Don't want to leave unless I've been praying for your touch. All
right, cool. We're going to wait.
Let this song play until you get back.
Eric is off to the freezer. I put two beers in there. So they're going to come back. They're going to be ice cold. I'm going to let the song breathe. It's disrespectful.
We took pretty pictures by the sea, Mom. Fell in love and sailed on.
Hey, Vinny, you dancing around like a goofball?
And when the sun and moon in his clutches, the sun and moon in his clutches, back when the sun and moon in his clutches, the sun's a man for me to the touch, and I love.
I love that kid.
Listen to the
Stop the first one.
Hey, you. You gorgeous. You beautiful. You amazing.
Sure. Some people need to hear this. I know what it's like. You're on a truck.
Hey, you.
You're listening to the show. You're in your headphones.
Gorgeous.
You need to hear it.
You amazing.
Maybe you're on your bike. You're on your bike, you listen to the podcast, you're like, you know what? I do need to hear that sometime. And you're on your bike, you're like, he's talking to me.
Gorgeous.
You get all giddy, your knees get weak, you almost hit something.
Amazing.
You're sitting in a parking garage in your car right now, just getting ready to start the show. You're feeling a little down. Who doesn't need this kid?
Gorgeous.
Look at him. And let me remind you of the visual. The dad must say this to this kid. It's on TikTok. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it every fucking week because I'll never be able to counterbalance the truth about the internet, that there's a lot of good stuff, too. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of things that make you appreciate life and little things that are a minute, 30 seconds, and then just some funny shit. So, you know, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah. So this dad, I'm talking about another positive thing. Yeah, I know. Okay. So this dad, and this is just one of those things. You just, you know, you're like, oh, it's so adorable. Dad must say it to him. This is his dad. He's talking to him on like face chat, and you could tell his son is saying it to him. Sure, we put reverb in it. I have to class it up. But his dad is just, his whole face is just loving his son, like how goddamn cute he is, and it's very overwhelming. It's really warm. It's this kid. Sure, we put reverb in it.
You gorgeous.
Oh, sure.
You beautiful. You amazing.
Wow, then you have that beat. Maybe people need something to put them. Maybe they're on the treadmill. I don't know where people are. I don't know what you're all doing. I'm just trying to think of one thing that could put you in where you need to
gorgeous.
Be mentally.
You beautiful.
Yeah.
You amazing.
Huh? How do you like that, huh?
Just do it,
Eddie Pepitone says. Just do it. Give me a just do it. Give me that again. Whatever you give me, just give me a lot of stuff. People need it. Maybe you just walk in. Maybe it's Vinny. No bullshit. We know a listener in Denver. His name is Vinny. He just walks down the streets of Denver. Maybe he needs to hear this. Maybe just walk. Just do it, Eddie Pepitone says. I forgot what I was doing.
I'll remember. Don't stop playing. Remember, there's two seasons of I Think You Should Leave. They're just absurd funny. I mean, look, we're in a cross promotion with the people over at I Think You Should Leave. I don't know if they I don't heard them talk about me yet, but we are in a cross promotion, and it's I know they've done it. My nephew says he's heard what they've said. I said, look, but I think I've given them a lot more by my own merit. But I mean, I'm prepared in my next Netflix special or maybe HBO Max to plug I Think You Should Leave. And I'm going to figure out a way to do it, even if it's just beating up older people with a shovel by saying, oh, sketch isn't what it used to be. Oh, really? Well, you're fucking wrong. It's fucking better than it's ever been, and it was great in the 70s, and the best of SNL back then was fucking brilliant, and guess what? Luckily, in a good way, it got even better. That's what you hope for it if you aren't mad at the era or scared of your age. You wish that it still was brilliant in the 60s, and there was brilliant shit in the 70s, but you hope it just keeps getting more and more honest. You're rooting for it too, not angry at it. You know, that you're going, oh, comedy just kept, you know, growing. You're not mad at that. That's a good thing. So what the hell are you talking about? What was I talking about? I get so fucking mad because then I get off on a tangent. But what was I just talking about? Oh, yeah, so Sketch is great. Sketch is in a great place. I told my brother, I said, watch that show. Because if you don't, Just know this, and I wanted to like eat at the back of your head. I told him, "Oh, the TV went down. You'll be delusional. You won't know what you're talking about. You'll just be like, yeah, there's no sketch. There used to be, and you'll have this conversation with people that just like to, you know, because watch it. And then if you don't like it, then you're at least having an educate. You're like, yeah, I saw that. Actually, I just watched. I Think You Should Leave, and you know, it didn't do it for me. Okay, at least you. So my brother, you know, he watched it. He's like, holy shit. He loved it. And then my sister-in-law fucking loved it. I'm like, see? They're like, man. And I'm like, yes. And then when I was staying at the Gaffigans, I made all their kids watch it. And let me tell you something. They fucking loved it. I wasn't sure. Even the 8-year-old was in the room. And he got it. The next day, he did ask his mom about one joke. I like that they're with their kids like my mom was with us. Just kids are brilliant. Just love them and introduce them to it. Maybe, you know, expose them to what some people are shady. You know, Sheldon, you know, growing up, my mom had friends that were like, no, they can't see that movie. Like, they're 17. They're going to fucking see it. You know. But anyway, I digress. So I Think You Should Leave. It's so fucking funny. You said we were talking about it, and Logan was saying that he's watched them like 10 times. You were saying, like, oh, 10 times. I'm like, I am due for a swing around. Like, that's such a compliment to a show to go. Like, I said it over the weekend to Steve George. I was like, oh, I'm due for another swing around it too again. And I'll do it. Like, once I put it in rotation, I'll do it in one night, of course. And I'm like, I want to give it a swing. And sometimes you forget till halfway through. You're like, oh, it's this one. Like you, and then you want to have fun with the old ones. Don't even start with the new ones. Go back and just watch at the supporting cast. Just you see things they do, but just only look at them. Like for a scene, try not to look at this. And you see some fucking great, just eye movements sometimes or gestures. Like they direct them very well. And they have to be great fucking actors because to play that fucking real, you just got to basically be a great fucking actor to play any role. Yeah, just as real as you can be in a boardroom, you know? And that seems the way they get them to do it. But it's so fucking funny. It's exciting, you know? I don't understand? If I was in the television business, and either I know something or I just don't get it. But I seriously, like if I was at a network whatever the reason is, let's say Magic Wand puts me in a network, but I still am responsible for doing good things. It's not like the Magic Wand isn't that I get over there and I make everything work. It's you just get over there. Then you'd be on your own as you are now. I would go find three really funny, funny fucking people and give them the opportunity to do what I Think You Should Leave does. It's, in other words, it's one person,
You have writers, you have help, but you it's like giving, it's giving sketch the purity of stand-up. Sketch is fucking great, but there's no doubt about it. Sometimes you want to see one person. If you fucking love them, just be them. I could, it's like when you go could see a comedian do an hour and just see him every, you know, you just want to see, I could, and he's not in every sketch, but it's him. It's him. Find two other, three other people and give him that opportunity. And I think all you would need is one to be a fucking huge hit. And it was a successful thing to do at a company. So I would definitely do that. And you know what? I'm not so sure I wouldn't give one to some obviously newer people, you know. But if I was going to give it to someone that's been around a long time just because I think it would be fucking great, it would be Eddie Pepitone. Because I think it would be fucking amazing. And by the way, the young scene, the alternative scene, whatever you want to call it, the M-Bar, I mean, they would always love Eddie Pepitone. Yeah, because they smell bullshit. They got introduced to a lot of good comedy, and they were deserving of it because they were in court to they never seemed to take it for granted to me. They sat there like angels in some of those scenes, not making any noise. One time, I remember a comedian friend of mine goes, "Don't they ever go to the bathroom?" And I'm like, "I know, it's heartbreaking. Like that, of course they do, but they don't. You know, they're very non-disruptive, and they were great crowds, and." What are we talking about?
I think you should leave.
Hey, you know what? That's rude. That's rude. That is really rude. I have a loving atmosphere here, and then you just go in and say that. So just be. Let's be cool. Let's be nice. I'm not leaving. So what were you? What were you talking? What were you saying?
You were just saying how much you like this. I think you should leave.
Oh, you know what? I am gonna go. I'm gonna get in my car, and you know I know it usually doesn't start, but that's it.
Todd.
No.
Todd, it's on Netflix. It's on Woodblock.
No, bye bye everybody. Bye bye. Bye. No. Just let it keep starting. I know this bit. All you gotta do is say, point out.
You don't have it in me.
You do. Come on. Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on. I'll be back. Oh my God. Todd, there's. I don't have it in me. Do both parts either. Hold on.
You can always stop a bit. We have like an emergency. Do we have run from the bit? We have a bit. We have a foolproof on this show, like no other show. Other shows that don't have it, they can't afford it. It's sad in a way. It is sad. It's sad because on a lot of podcasts, they get an uncomfortable situation.
We're not stuck in it. What are we? We're not stuck in anything. Fuck that. Fuck the man. I'll run from the bits. That's right. Suck it. Any people out there go, you can't just run from a bit. Yeah? Go ahead and fucking watch me. I like to be aggressive to nothing. It's a fun. It's silly aggression. No one's angry. You mess with me, you mess with the Gracie. If you can't take the worst of me, then you don't get the best of me. You know what that really means? You're unstable. People with trying to make their, you know, their, just, you know, some of their, you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Yo, you don't, so you don't know how to express emotion? No, what are you bragging about this ability for? If you can't take me for, you know how you're happy in life? I hate people give advice, the opposite, literally, of good advice, healthy advice. There's good, healthy advice. Some people have good, clean advice, and it's fun to hear, and it makes sense, and it's clean, and sometimes you can implement it. What isn't that is this. Happy wife, happy life. No. What that means is happy is a significant other. So it means in any relationship, no, that's how you're unhappy because you can't express yourself. It's the opposite of what you should do. Just bite the bullet because if you express yourself, they're going to be so fucking annoying that you may as well just shut the fuck up and slowly die. Because, are you sure? Did you ever express yourself? In what way did you express yourself? I bet the problem is you didn't express yourself because you're afraid to, which I understand, but don't try to put the onus on the other person. That's just me talking. But the results are in, and I'm serious. I swear to God, this is true. Everybody agreed with me and thought I said it well.
right, we got to go in for the close. And then, oh, let's do this, and then we'll go in for the close. I'll feel better. I'm running high. I'm really rushing. What am I rushing for? There's nowhere to go. I see these people online enjoying their coffee and sitting out there. You know, like this one family, they have an RV. They redid it. I mean, like, fucking nice. Like, these people are fortunate. They might not have had a lot of money, but wherever you are in life, even if you might have a house, you go, if I sold it, these people, their story seems to be, if they sold their house, they could do this, like, right. And that's what they decided to do. She goes, I built my dream home. I'm just happy that my dream home is fits on a bus. And it's like farm sink, and they have three beautiful dogs. It's nice. And they always seem like they're enjoying their coffee. And I love it. And I think they are. If they're faking it, it's rude. Because then they're making me think, oh, I want to be like, I can fake enjoy. And I can enjoy things. Don't get me wrong. On a scale from 1 to 10, you would see me and you'd be like, he knows how to relax. I do, but I mean, to just sit there and hold it for the warmth and sip on it. I try to do that every morning. Sometimes I do a little, but usually I go, just chug it and get on the treadmill. You don't need this. It's only taking up time. I did, and I was proud of myself. Well, my ex was here. One morning at like 8:30, lit a fire. So I can do it. If nothing is in the way of it. Like, I want to get the day going once it's 9:30, but when we did it in the morning, I loved it. I said, well, you're here. I definitely want to do that. I want to get up when it's still cold, light a fire, sit there, some coffee, even if it's caffeine-free or a cup of tea, just something hot, hot chocolate. And it was nice. The fire was warm. It was great. So that I did, and that I was relaxing. So what the fuck am I talking about? Now, I'm wasting your time. What are we going to do for dinner? It's a new segment on the show. Now, we have Italian music to play when we talk about what we're going to eat for dinner. It does not mean we have to eat Italian music. We just made it into a segment. Because if you make it into a segment, people go, oh, they're going to order their food on the show? Is that part of the podcast? Why don't they just edit that out? No, because we used to do that, and a lot of people said, why can't we hear the process? What is ordering food at the Tagliatelle show like? It's probably not much different than a lot of your families, the way you talk about it. So we decided to make it a part of the show. But, of course, we have music. No. I mean, I like that. But give me some, like, Italian-y. First of all, I like how I go, give, like, you didn't know. Like, you're like, oh, Italian-y. I thought that was Italian. Do you have any more of those things you did with the voice? Before we move on and close the show, and give, play the old ones again. There's something
Welcome
so official.
To the Todd Glass Show. If you don't think I think you should leave is funny, go eat shit and piss.
Wow. I like it. Well, we're an edgy show. We're an edgy show.
Welcome to the Todd Glass Show. If you don't think I think you should leave is funny, go eat shit,
go eating shit and
piss. And piss.
Right. Just do it, Eddie. Just do it. Sure. Okay, so there's that. Let me put the music back up. Use that bell. I'm just telling you, don't try to be nice. Use the bell. Don't try any shit, though. I mean, this show. I mean, you gotta, unless you're looking for trouble, if you're looking for a place to hang out and feel loved, I never heard anybody. I put some reverb in my voice. What's the podcast always got to be people. I think this, I think that. Maybe you just need someone to shh. I'm providing music for you to walk down the street. And Vinny, I'm thinking of you in Denver. Now I'm going to let this breathe and picture you. Or wherever you listen to this podcast, I want you to look around with this music. And shut up! Turn all thoughts off in your head. I demand you, through the power of yell hypnotism. Stop it! Now, listen to this.
De quitter la mer et ma maison. Le Mistral va s'habituer à courir sans les voiliers. Et c'est dans ma chevelure.
It's a professional show. People were talking about it. I couldn't stop them. Self-congratulatory old comedy makes me laugh. That's why I do it a lot. People were talking about it. It's like, dude, Donald Trump really is, though. That's why that's sad. Because for me, it's a bit. But a lot of the times I do a bit, I go, That's something he would do. People are talking about how good my hosting skills are. No, they're not. But hold on. Before I say goodnight. Well, that was fun. An hour and 23 minutes. Whew. Shut the front door. Notice I don't curse anymore. I say that in my act because people can tell they're like, I thought he did, but a lot. I don't curse. I don't go out of my way to curse. I don't go out of my way not to curse. I want to be like I am in real life. And I don't want to be like too much cursing, but I don't want no cursing unless I'm going to not curse in real life. I couldn't have what I do on stage not mirror what I do off stage. And off stage, I don't want to say fuck too much. Off stage, I don't want to say it too much. So I wouldn't want to say it too much in my act, but I don't want to say not at all unless I don't use it in real life. Otherwise, I'm a full of shit. And I know you comedians out there with your foul mouths. I know you's out there with your foul mouths. The Skittles game was fun tonight. It really was. And God bless both of you. You were, oh, you got your trophy rings. Oh, we're going in for the close. Pat, is there anything you wanted to say?
You checked all the boxes.
Yeah. Pat's got good hair. God damn it. When people have like hair like that, I told my brother, I want to pull it. You know what I mean? Because it's like so dense, I want to get it. I go, what the fuck you got going on? Some people have like, and and seriously, when they go, oh yeah, but that's, you know what? You have the best, some people have the best hair you can possibly have. And when they don't know it, I go, no, you know it. Don't bullshit me. And I did get a friend to admit, he goes, all right, I'll admit it. I go, Dad, thank you. Well, you're acting like, well, it's hard. Really? Well, I'll give you a bald spot right now. Give me a razor. Not that I have a bald spot, but I'm just saying for the bit. I don't, by the way. If I did, you know what I decided already? I'd get a head transplant. But I'm not going to get plastic surgery. But I'll get a new head. Just of a younger person. God forbid they got dead anyway. Wow. So thank you. And by the way, this show runs in a time. If you're feeling, you know, there's only so long you could keep people hostage in a room, even that have been very gracious with their laughter and their smiles, even when I make eye contact with them, no one looked nervous. It was so quick. No, not you, them. But what are we eating? Remember, there's no hair. If we're thinking, oh, we're recording it, and we're not. May pretend. Can you give me some music? Italian music? No, Italian music. What do we got? Well, you know what? Do that music. I see where you're going with it. Go back. Here we go. You ready? See, I'm so pliable. Okay, you ready? So this is, you know, what do we do? What do we order? It's big decisions. There's Italian. There's tacos. A lot of decisions. Pizza's easy. Pizza's easy. Don't we have stings? I thought we had a sting, like dun, dun, dun. This is good. Maybe we should go to the Italian music. I think it's hurting the show. Play the Italian music and let the audience email me or tweet at me. Which do you think's better? You bring in some Italian music and we're going to talk about what we're getting for dinner. Do you have any Italian? You like to eat? Everyone likes to eat, right? Well, what type of food you want? Seriously. We need to find out for real. So I'm going to talk off mic because it gives the allure of like, oh, we're just hearing him in the background. So seriously, what would you guys do? Oh, pizza. Okay, how about, would you eat pizza? Mm-hmm. Is there something else you could get? Where are we going to get it from? Yeah, whatever you want. Let's get...
I don't know
what's wrong. We could go Domino's, or if somebody wants to find more of a pizza place. Okay, it's easier, I think. Who can order it? I'll treat if somebody else orders it. Can you? You can? Good. Thank you. Yes. I would say a large one with just cheese. Because you know what? People start eating the no cheese. I noticed that. And then the person that can only eat those is like, geez, I don't know. So you always get a whole no cheese. And then, where are you ordering? Oh, Domino's. And then also, I mean, anybody order, get anything on the other one. We probably need three. Three mediums? I know, two is... That scares me every time. Two is not enough, and three is a little... No, no, did I say three? No, I said three, yeah. Yeah, yeah, three is a little too much, but it's better to have a little too much. Yeah, yeah, you can always have leftovers, which means me gorging myself.
It's Friday.
Do you have dogs?
What? Do I have what?
Animals.
No.
No animals.
No. I love animals, though. Oh, wait, are we recording? Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, my God. Wow. I completely forgot. That's okay, though. I made that loop, but now play it, but I don't like it anymore. Stop the Italian music, please. So who's ordering? Oh, you're going to order the food? We're going to continue the show while you order the food, so I feel like I'm not in the way of dinner. That's not rude. Do you want to get cinnamon sticks, too? Yeah, get two orders. Extra goo. Hey, you like it, Esther? Well, he's ordering the food. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, stepping in is the great Eric. I call him Instagram Eric. He steps in and he does what no other man will sometimes do. And when I say man, I mean human being. There's always one human being that will end up taking control and getting pizza. And they're sort of taken for granted. No one's doing it. I'm not budging. I can. I'm not good. But he does it, and thank you. That's why we honor him here at the Todd Glass Show. Because we will get food, and it will be delicious. And we'll also get cinnamon sticks. And they're going to be shut the fuck up good. If we put them on a butcher block and put the little stuff in it, like a nice bowl, and you ordered it as France, and they brought those out to you, the same ones, no bullshit, you wouldn't go, well, they're all right, they're not anything. No, you'd be like, shut the fuck up. Hot cinnamon breadsticks with vanilla goo. But may pretend that's what we're going to do tonight. So, and he made it happen. Eric, we're going to have delicious hot pizza from Pizza Hut. And I'll tell you something. There's a lot of people that think Pizza Hut, they're a sponsor. They are. They are. But let me tell you something. It's good. It's good. And I believe in it. And you know, I'm always afraid to go, is everyone all right with Pizza Hut? I go, yeah, I want Pizza Hut. Yeah, you can go enjoy a nice New York slice of pizza. Shove it up your ass. Your pizza from New York and Philly. Suck it, America. I've had good pizza in Milwaukee. I've had good pizza in Florida, Los Angeles, Boston. And yes, I've had great fucking pizza in New York. Of course I have. I've had great fucking pizza in Philly. Because there's great pizza all over the world. There's great bagels all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, what a show. Wait, I'm coming to a city near you. I'm coming to a city near you. I'm coming there. All right, we're done, right? So we just play this, and then that's how we say goodnight. And then we have pizza on the way. Wow. That's it. We're going to let this breathe. I know there's people that say it's just me trying to stretch out the show.
I'm jealous.
And I think that's immature.
I'm always jealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. And I get angry. Nicole, believe me. And I can love you just like that. And I can leave you just as fast. You don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too. You don't judge me, because you see them from a same point of view. I've got issues, you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory, all of our problems, 'cause we got the kind of love that can't solve them. I got issues. You don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I would.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.